Hey everybody, it's Zach. So at the end of a recent TWA episode that we recorded, we talked about the upcoming Power Rangers movie trailer that just got released recently. And originally it was just going to go at the end of an episode, but we decided that that would be way too late. And also that episode was like 3 hours long with this discussion in it. So we've decided to go ahead and release it as a separate thing. Just letting you know, because we're going to reference a couple things from earlier in a discussion that you won't hear, so it'll be a little weird, but hopefully not too weird. So we hope you enjoy. We hinted at it, but a teaser trailer came out for the Power Rangers movie. So let's quickly talk, let's run through it, and then we'll talk about how we feel about it, because I just don't want to be interrupted for goddamn second. But here's how it goes. We get,
I mean, Zach, that ship sailed like episode one
that's,
of this
that's true.
Podcast.
So basically we get an opening with Jason and his father, and Jason is talking about how he feels like he's going to be paying for a mistake he made. And his dad's like, well, you're going to have to go to this fucking school with all these rejects to graduate. And we see a shot of Angel Grove, which in this version is, I guess, maybe like juvie, but not.
No. It's just he has to go to Saturday school.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what's implied. Yeah. And he has an ankle monitor, so I guess this is court-appointed, like, Saturday classes.
I don't know if it's court-appointed. I think it's just you're failing.
I don't know if the courts can appoint that.
Well, I mean, he has an ankle monitor. You see that in a shot.
I think they can say, as, like, part of your probation, you have to do Saturday, or, like, extra classes or stuff like that. So, anyway, we don't know what Jason did. That's not discussed, but he is...
Well, we see a shot of a wrecked pickup truck.
Yes, so some kind of accident.
Related to that.
Drunk driving.
That would be pretty raw, but okay. So anyway, we see that Angel, he is going to class with a bunch of misfits. We see quick shots of Zach, Billy, Trini, and then there is a shot of Kimberly, who is being confronted by some mean girls who are like, oh, this is where you come instead of practice. Jeez. And we get a shot of her cutting off her long hair. Hashtag punk Kimberly is canon. so then we see all the Rangers kind of meeting in class. We get a shot of them out at like a quarry, which
you left out the scene where Billy is obsessively organizing pencils on a desk because I guess they're making him the Rain Man. We're not allowed to be negative yet. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I will say that, like, yeah, it looks like the character traits they're keeping. They're like, this is the same thing that the Star Trek movie did, which is like, everybody remembers very little about those characters, so what they did was take those things and amp them to 15.
Well,
so,
I guess the idea is, like, Billy is super smart, so he can't, why would he be in Saturday school? And I guess they decided, well, let's make him special needs.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Yeah, that seems like it's extrapolating a little.
It looks more like he's just...
The way he is hunched over the pencils, like making sure they're perfectly straight on an exact row, that seems like how movies to portray that kind of problem.
I mean, that's fair. The reason I thought he was there is because in like 10 seconds, he fucking has a detonator and blows stuff up. So yeah. I thought it was more because he's getting into science trouble, TM. But anyway, so yeah, they are actually, this is something that was pointed out to me by a friend. They are, in fact, at a quarry. the most Power Rangers location possible. Yeah. So yeah, they see like the movie's version of the power coins in like a wall. Billy explodes them with a MacGyver detonator.
You keep saying it's a MacGyver detonator. Like you said, it's a quarry. I think it just had some explosives in the quarry.
It could be. To me, it looks like some shit he put together at Radio Shack, though. So, I mean...
Okay. I mean, that's probably some shit the props department put together at Radio Shack.
Fair enough. Anyway, they get their power coins, and
They get power coins. They found them and took them.
Yes.
It's not really theirs.
Yeah. They take power coins.
They find the things from Yoshi Cookie, basically.
We talked about it before on the episode. We had a friend who was Danish on. They look like Danishes. I still think that's funny that happened. Anyway, so they grab those. They hear cops. They run away. We get a shot of Jason in his... in his bathroom, Spider-Manning the shit out of the side of his sink and breaking it.
I think he threw up is the implication, because he's kind of kneeling over a toilet.
Yeah.
In that shot.
It kind of makes sense considering the corner is what broke off. Like, he's probably trying to brace himself.
So we see a shot of Kimberly, Billy, and Jason talking in the lunchroom, and Billy is like, no, something weird's going on. I'm super strong. How strong? And then we see who is either like a bully.
That's gotta be Bulk.
Who is either going to be Bulk or Skull? Yeah,
yeah.
Somebody pointed
out, considering that it was a headbutt, it has to be Skull.
Okay,
possibly.
Okay. And then he headbutts him and just passes out. There's something I do want to point out before we get to our impressions, which is:
is it that getting knocked out is super bad for you and not at all the like easy, painless, safe incapitation?
But it's a movie. Come on.
Are you gonna complain about that? Because Power Rangers just blows people up all the time. But anyway, so
everyone knows getting blown up is super bad for you, though.
I wouldn't know. What I was gonna say is actually the little acting we get to see in this trailer. The guy they have for Billy is pretty good. He's just like no, don't, and he catches the bully. But anyway, so
I do like that. Trust me, don't do this. This is bad.
Yeah. So there's like a shot of their coins on the like lunch counter set, like blowing up sodas. I don't know. It's just yes. These things are magic. Okay. They go.
They're doing weird alien artifact in a sci-fi movie shit where just bad things are happening around them.
Yeah. They go back to the quarry and there is another scene with Jason, Kimberly, and Billy where Jason is like, okay, we're going to just fucking jump this. Billy's like, no, no, no. They jump it. Billy does it. He screams. The guy they have for Billy I like a lot.
Yeah, he seems fine.
And then they get the tagline, like, discover the power to change your world. There's a bunch of quick shots of just, like, sci-fi stuff. There is in there a shot of the two girls doing back-to-back karate pose, which I appreciate. There's a dude doing some kind of parkour on top of a train, some other stuff that's not, like, really anything.
The big shot is they, like, at some point they go diving into water and, like, swim to the bottom of whatever the water is and come out to some air on the other side. But it's not like they go, like, through a cave and come up again somewhere else where there's a surface. It's just, like, there's a bottom to the water.
Yeah, it's some weird sci-fi stuff.
Well, it's a cool concept. Maybe that's where the command center is in this, and yeah.
So then we've got...
It certainly makes more sense that no one will have found it.
It fits in a cave and not just in the middle of a fucking desert. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a big, obvious temple.
Then we get a shot of Rita over, I think, Trini in her bed.
Yeah, Trini.
And she's like...
You skip the shot where Kimberly kisses Jason, though.
Oh yeah, that's true.
A little bit upsetting.
That's interesting. I forgot about that. And then
I mean,
look,
you can't not have the main
the white male
and main
lead
male
and the white female lead in a Hollywood movie. They're gonna make out.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, quick editor's note: Naomi Scott, who plays Kimberly in the movie, is actually British Indian, which means that Jason's actor is the only white dude in the movie. It just wasn't worth bringing up and stopping the discussion. So they show then, like, Rita over Trini, and she's like, I've killed Rangers before, throws her into a wall, and then we do get a shot of them around this weird blue orb, and they...
That's Zordon.
Wait, do we see Zordon in that shot?
No, we don't see him.
That's
but...
Zordon.
Matt's calling.
Oh, you think the orb is Zordon and we're not going to see his face?
That is almost certainly Zordon. It's where they get their suits from. It's fucking Zordon.
It could be, I guess.
And it could be that Zordon's like in like back, like behind them in that room, like approach the thing and absorb, take your powers.
What I was going to say is if you look behind them, it actually is like a weird starry background. Which yeah. may be a call. I like. It kind of looks like the background.
I'm putting money on that fucking ship being Zordon.
It could be.
Like Zordon's, all right. Zordon's just going to be like a voice on the telephone kind of thing.
This is straight up what they did with Fantastic Four and Galacticus, where they're like, we can't have like this goofy thing turn it into like an ephemeral being.
But they have an actor for Zordon that's such a good floating head.
That's a good point. You don't cast Bryan Cranston and not use that cranium.
So he's done mocap work for it. So, like, that, I don't think it's just going to be an orb.
I don't know. Maybe I am being too pessimistic.
Well, here's the thing, Matt. It could be that that's where Zordon, like, maybe Zordon's more of a projection in this, and it's less.
Yeah. And that's, I understand. So when he just says, just go in a circle around me, and then, like, he turns himself off, and instead this.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
Gives him power. Yeah. And,
yeah. But, anyways, and then they're like, it's happening! And they start to morph, and that's pretty much
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and you see most of the suit come onto Jason, and then it cuts to March 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And then we get the burm, 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 burm.
Yeah, which is
yeah,
the most cliche thing.
We haven't talked about any of the music in this thing. If you've ever seen a trying to be super serious teen superpower movie, you know the music in this trailer.
Yeah, I don't like the music in this trailer. I will cop to that fully. I actually like the bass, the bass line at the end. But
it's the most cliche thing. You have a shitty, slow cover of a well-known song.
See, I don't.
Sung by somebody.
I mean, they did the same thing with Ghostbusters. They did the same thing with other movies, but yeah.
Hold on, oh, hold on. Everybody slow down. The Ghostbusters thing was a techno version, A, and B, it is it's the bass line. It's just the Power Rangers theme, but in a bass. Like, it's not...
Well, no, I'm talking about the first song. I forget what song they used, but it was...
That is not a cover of Power Rangers. That's just
no,
a different
it
song.
It was a cover
no
of
one's
a
saying
well-known
it is.
Song.
Okay. All right. Well, I thought
okay,
someone
you keep
was.
Saying well-known song. What song? Because I don't recognize
I
it.
I don't remember. I watched the trailer
okay.
once.
All right. Okay. Hey. Let's all calm down a little bit.
Anyway. So, yeah. This is... So, I guess let's talk about it. Joel, why don't you go first?
Okay. It seemed like they took an existing movie of some sort, like your standard, release a couple of these every year to make some money, you know, young adult, superhero fighting whatever movie, and slap some Power Rangers terms onto it.
Okay. Does anybody else? So, Luke, that's basically where you are, right?
On yeah, this. No, I am totally yes. That it's
nothing about it felt like it had a Power Rangers identity.
Here's the thing, and I listen. I know they weren't gonna make Speed Racer. I know that. I know that's the point of comparison I always come back to, but that's because it did what it wanted to do so well. Like you look at the trailer for that movie, and it's like. Racer X punching a dude in the face while flipping over a car, and then a smash cut to him laughing about it. And, like, they're just doing cool races in action and quipping. This is all, why am I being reminded of my mistakes? Now you gotta go be with all these weirdos and criminals! Guys,
Speed Racer,
something's
Speed
happening!
Racer is such a good, like, you're right, it was never gonna happen because that movie wasn't a... success in anything.
It was a commercial flop and critics only started to appreciate it years after it came out.
Right. Yeah, I remember when Speed Racer first hit, people fucking hated that.
I liked it a lot, but it definitely was not like successful out of the gate.
It made a tenth of its budget back at first. So.
Right, but the thing about it is from a purely critical standpoint, it's kind of the epitome of what people like us want from a nostalgia flick.
Right.
Is it seems to capture the, you know, the essence of the original property with while injecting various modern sensibilities to make it play to a modern audience.
It's like what when we interviewed Teenie Howard, and she was talking about how you sort of do a nostalgia piece and you have to adapt like what you like the thing you remember it being and not the thing that it is. And what they did instead was say, let's just make a serious movie with this subject matter. And it's like, no, I don't. The things I remember about Power Rangers are not washed out colors and teen angst. I remember bright colors, over the top karate, and like just goofballs being good friends and fighting monsters. And that's not like not the Breakfast Club with superpowers.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
I know that Simon and Matt, you're also pretty much there, right? Is basically.
Yeah, I took one look at this movie. I watched the trailer and I'm like, oh god, I'm getting real Fantastic Four stick or whatever the fuck they called that abomination of a reboot vibes from this.
I guess my summary of it would be, if I didn't know this was associated with Power Rangers and I wasn't basically committed to watching this and giving it a fair shot as far as
Joel, buddy. You've hated this since the very first pictures came out. Like
the first pictures of the suits, yes. But I'm still going to go see it. My point is, if I had seen this trailer with no knowledge surrounding it, I would have probably tuned out halfway through, never bothered to see it.
Yeah, the only reason this movie is even, like, exists as a concept in my mind is because it has Power Rangers branding. Like, otherwise, it is the most generic trailer I've ever seen.
So, for me, just like when every single time something comes out about this movie, I just, it kind of fails to move the needle for me. It just stays where it is, which is, it could be good if they do it right. It could be an utter failure. I still have no idea which is going to be.
Yeah, I mean,
honestly.
Let me be clear. As negative as I'm being right now, like, I am still allowing for the possibility that this movie surprises me.
Yeah,
it's just like, nothing about it. Yeah, like, if it's got a side to it that I'll like, it isn't showing it yet.
Yeah. I mean, someone mentioned the Ghostbusters trailer earlier, and woof.
The Ghostbusters trailer is garbage, and that movie's great. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
I would also say the other thing before, and I'll let Mike kind of go, but the tone stuff with trailers is really tough to judge. The first Michael Bay produced Ninja Turtles movie, not good. The second one, the trailer for that thing is super serious, and it's literally the 1987 cartoon. It is the most childish, goofy shit imaginable.
Well, not to spiral around again, but like again with the Ghostbusters example. A lot of articles came out around that about, like, kind of people semi-anonymously, people who, like, professionally edit trailers talking about, like, the conditions in which they have to do it. They're given very short amounts of time, they're given very small amounts of actually finished footage, and they essentially, in most situations, have a producer hovering over them, essentially telling them exactly what to do, so they can't even really, like, edit the trailer the way they've, you know, studied and learned how to do it. They're essentially just like, it's just some fucking suit over their shoulder going like, no, okay, now make that a little shorter. Now add this shot. The kids fucking love this kind of shot, yada, yada, yada. And, and they'll pick the sappy fucking generic, like, sad sort of, it's a movie trailer music. And, like, it's just, it is real hard to get a good trailer these days.
Now, that's not to say, again, if you, like, there's a fair bit of this stuff out. And also, I want to keep in mind that we've had a lot of people on the Facebook group commenting about the trailer, and like a lot of people seem positive, a lot of people seem negative, and like both of those feelings are completely valid. And if you have looked at what you've seen, what they've shown you, and decided you don't like it, like, that's okay. The only thing I'm saying is that is not necessarily representative of the final product.
Right. And I am totally willing to acknowledge that. And that's why I'm saying, yeah, maybe the final movie will surprise me, but this trailer is right in line with my expectations.
Right. And I'll say this as far as, like, that's a really good point of, like, that I try to follow with any media, is don't assume that pre-production stuff or what they try to advertise to you ahead of time is going to be anything like the final product.
I will say, I'm watching the Speed Racer teaser right now, and it is very serious and, like, got a, like, a kind of drum, But it also does have, like, his car sword fighting with another car while they race.
Yeah, so I do agree that, you know, definitely don't make up your mind based on pre-production stuff, because, yeah, that often is misleading. But on the other hand, this is what they choose to show you of a product, and if you can't form opinions based on that, then...
Well, I'm not saying you can't form opinions. What I'm saying is that you said it's what they choose to show you, but, like,
It's not, though.
Like, the people who made the movie... Chose. Yes, it is what someone chose, but not necessarily the people who worked on it. The marketing stuff is usually people who didn't touch the movie at all. So, like, anyway...
Right, it's the marketing team, and that's who they were in that statement.
Well, okay, yes. And again, that's why... Make your conclusions. I'm just saying, yeah. Anyway, we're just going around circles now. So,
right. I will say now something that they like is not trailer editing's fault. Nothing based on Tokusatsu or Super Sentai should be this fucking washed out color.
The color palette is bad. I don't like
it.
That
should be
part.
Bright yeah. and fun and cheerful, because that's all those shows are.
I will also say this is a teaser trailer, and they are very explicitly not showing any of the weird yeah. shit. So, like,
granted,
yeah, it seems like this trailer was edited under the fantasy that someone would be surprised by this trailer and start seeing it without knowing it's a trailer for what, or knowing that there's a Power Rangers.
Well, no,
movie
I mean the bumper at the front of it says first look at Saban's Power Rangers.
If you remove that bumper, you see it from the beginning, and like aside from the places where it's labeled Angel Grove, you'd go, "What is this?" And then the other, "Oh shit, Power Rangers! This is what they want to do."
Yeah, it's in the fantasy world where the internet didn't exist,
right?
And
yeah,
people
yeah.
didn't know about these projects years in advance. Like,
yeah.
this would be what they showed to build.
And hype. Also the idea yeah. that like someone. Like a large portion of their audience would be turned off by that instead of literally that being what they're there for. Like that's
right. And Zach, that's what me and Joel mean when we say that they're ashamed of their source material.
Well, see, I understand that, but I would also say I don't think that that means that the people who made it are. I think that means that the people who are selling it.
I'm kind of looking at it from a different angle. I don't think it's so much that they're ashamed of the source material. Again, I think it's like a producer going, hey, the kids are into those Transformers, right? Make it look like that. Hey, the kids are into that Zack Snyder shit. Make it look like that.
I mean, yeah, you can just explain it however you want, but the point to it is it seems to be actively trying to avoid the types of things you normally would think of when you think of Power Rangers.
I know, but I think they're keeping that for the next
Yeah,
trailer.
Joel, I would say that...
And that's also, yeah.
I think that what they have shown is trying to not show that stuff. I agree. What I will also yeah. say is that who is making that decision and for what reasons are not necessarily because they feel shame that they are involved in this project. Like that.
I don't necessarily think that either.
I don't think it's shame so much as apathy, possibly.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong here. I'm not trying to ascribe motivation to anything. I'm just giving the impression that the trailer gives with no other context. I want to make it yeah. clear that my comments on things so far have been specifically about what we've been shown.
Yeah, I mean, by all means, it is important to acknowledge that like movies and the marketing behind movies is a big thing that involves a lot of people with conflicting ideas yeah, about how to sell a product and all that. But at the end of the day, this is the product we have to judge.
No, that's true. And I just yeah. wanted to get that across, that they aren't necessarily the same teams.
Yeah, I'll just... The only thing I wanted to say is, like, to me, this movie needs three things for me to like it. It needs a good script, good casting, and cool action scenes.
So it needs to be a good movie?
I'm just breaking it down. And the
good
only thing I can tell from this...
a well-done score.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
The lighting...
The lighting has got to be on point.
So, what I was trying to say...
Hopefully no horrifying accidents for Simon.
Okay, shut up. Everybody shut up.
Yeah, let's let Simon say what he's trying to say.
What I'm trying to say is that from this trailer, the only thing I can tell is that the casting is good. So, that's one of the three things I said.
Yeah,
and
one...
it doesn't tell me anything about the other two things. So, still don't have a strong opinion on this movie either way. But, like, I'm still waiting to see more of...
Oh, there's something we didn't talk about. Like, so, in the little bit of character action we get, we get kind of the hint that Trini's going to be kind of a smartass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I dig that. I dig that.
That's
a lot.
Personality. So that's a good
thing. I mean, I think the cast, I think the casting, and like also if you've watched, they've done 100 interviews, but they're, the five Rangers is like rapport with each other is super strong. If you've seen any of that stuff,
I will say this so far, what we've seen of the casting choices seems to be pretty on point.
Yeah so that part I have no real complaints about.
So
other than for some reason, when I look at the actor that plays Jason, he reminds me a lot of Jason, David Yost.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Jason Segel because dude sounds exactly like Jason Segel.
But I'm just saying, when I look at his face, I'm like, oh, is that Billy? No, right. That's Jason. Okay. Billy's a different guy.
That's fair.
He made me think it was like, he was like a knockoff of,
like a human knockoff?
He's a guy who plays the new Captain Kirk.
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine.
So,
yeah. Chris Pine.
He does a little, he does a little bit. I just like that word choice.
I mean, he looks younger. They actually look like teenagers.
Now, this is not an actual criticism thing, because I think it's me being weird, but I we already talked about like the movie prop power coins, not real coins, like chunks of rock. For some reason, when they're glowing and the way they like are holding them in their hands, they look to me like giant glowing scabs.
Oh, gross.
Me out.
Luke.
I can't help it. That's what they look like to me.
The one we see the most of is the red one, so that doesn't help.
No.
It looks like a big old scab.
So let me...
I think that does speak to the visual design of these things not being appealing.
So let me... I guess let's close it out and.
I mean, Zach, do you want to like? You kind of asked us all our opinions. Do you want to tell us what you thought of it?
Yeah. So I. Okay. So
it's okay, Zach. You're allowed to like it.
No. So I try to. I mean, I love doing the show, and like, I absolutely love the goofiness of Power Rangers. Like, I'm. Of course I do. Like, we've been doing this for a while. One of my favorite things is the dumb shit. I love the colorful aspect of it.
Spent a lot of this episode gushing about putties in school.
Yeah, it's great. Like, I really do love that stuff. But what I, and I don't want to, like, okay, so I guess here's the thing. Power Rangers is like, okay, I'm about to get like weirdly
it's okay.
Serious.
It's a safe place.
I love Power Rangers. It's really important to me. And one of the reasons, and I actually think the biggest reason is that, okay, if you watch a lot of anime or a lot of tokusatsu, you are used to, in fact, it's like a cliche that is like boring at this point. If you watch a lot of anime, the power of friendship. Power of friendship solves all problems. Power of friendship literally turns into a laser made of friendship and kills the monster. Like that shit is like totally old hat. What we really don't get very much of in Western superhero stories is friendship being like what the thing is about, what the book is about, what the movie is about. And, I really get frustrated. Like I don't know if we've talked about it on the show, but like, I really didn't like Captain America 3 Civil War. And one of the biggest...
You could have called it Iron Man versus Captain America. Yeah. That would have been accurate.
And one of the biggest reasons is because that's what that is. It's about people who should, to me, in my head, like, you know, I don't think it's a badly written movie, whatever. Like, but in my head, they should be on the same side. They fight for a lot of the same things. And the whole movie is them bickering and backstabbing and like...
I mean, actually, you get into that in that movie even, especially with Hawkeye and Black Widow, who are like good friends, and they're kind of on opposite sides, but they're talking about, you know, we're not really fighting, right?
Yeah, but, and
it's a theme.
I mean, yes, and yet the whole, like, the parts of that movie that I like are the parts where people are, like, fighting against a common enemy and teaming up and doing cool
right,
shit
no,
together.
Yeah, sorry, I wasn't saying that's, like, contradictory or anything. I'm just pointing out that you're right. They should be friends.
So
I'm actually right there with you, Zach. It bugs me that there is not a lot of, like, Western media that's, like, actually about, like, how good it is to have friends and you know, how... And I think that's why the whole, like, kind of implied romance between Kimberly and Jason bugs me the most.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I mean, I don't...
Like, Because again, like I kind of implied, like that's every Hollywood movie.
Sure.
Well, white male lead, white female lead, they're going to fall in love. That's going to be the focus of the story. That's going to be the thrust of the narrative is Jason and Kimberly.
I mean, I think
I don't even know if that's true. It just means that in the inevitable sequel, there'll be like an awful love triangle subplot.
Anyway, let me finish.
Yeah.
But basically, so I love the first Avengers movie and I got really excited about it. And I got really frustrated that those where in the MCU seems to be going is like power struggles and backstabbing and disagreements and like coming together to fight the enemy, but still like not really.
I mean, let's be honest. This is where Marvel editorial in general has been.
No, totally. Yeah, it absolutely has. That's actually part of my point. So what I'm saying is like the idea of. Yes, it's cliche as shit. Like, listen, it is literally Breakfast Club with superheroes, but I'm okay with that because it's about people, or it looks to be, like, I am projecting a little bit. I can acknowledge that, but based on what I'm looking at in this trailer, it seems to be about people who have lost something that was important to them, like a social circle with Kimberly or like, trust from their dad or whatever with Jason and
possibly just freedom of movement.
Right.
He's got that ankle.
Right. Thing. And they meet together and like literally they by accident find superpowers and through working together are able to overcome shit. But also not just physically, but like learn to work together, be friends and all that stuff. And like, I know that sounds cliche, but like that's, I love Power Rangers. I love the goofy shit. I love the Zords. What is important about Power Rangers to me, if I'm really going to be completely honest, is the aspect of friendship being able to overcome anything. And if this movie is about that, I honestly like the color palette can be washed out and the tone can be darker. And like, that's okay to me as long. And also as a quick side note, I didn't think it was as dark as you guys feel like it is. Like there's a fucking mean girl snipe in there.
It's not dark. It's unsaturated.
Yeah. Yes. But
yeah, but when we're saying dark, we're talking about literally what it looks like.
Oh, okay. Sure. Dark. Yeah. Fair. So that tone can be not, it doesn't have to be how it is in the show for me to still feel like it does Power Rangers justice, even if it's not on the exact same level that the cartoon does. And also, I'll also note, I was thinking about this like probably harder than I should be. And one of the things I realized is part of
that could be a tagline for the show, by the way.
Part of the reason I think I'm more willing to go with this is that I'm a huge Ninja Turtles fan, and the Ninja Turtles, like iterations are wildly tonally different. And the thing that is always, it's actually very similar. The thing that I always like, as long as Ninja Turtles is about fucking four brothers who love each other and like, even though they fight, they work together and all that stuff, like, that's
beat up ninjas.
And also they please fight ninjas, please, please, please. Then I still recognize it as Ninja Turtles and love it. So like, I get that it's not everything that we love about Power Rangers for sure. Absolutely. If I had my druthers, I probably would make it way closer to Speed Racer, but that doesn't mean that it can't be a thing that loves the thing about Power Rangers that I do and shows that on the screen. So like,
yeah,
I mean, I don't know. That's just my thoughts.
I don't disagree with you that that's a huge part of it. I think you're totally right. That needs to be a component of it. And at the very least, they have not shown that they are going against that in the trailer. But I do really think that in addition to being about like being good friends and coming together and sort of being more than the sum of your parts and all that stuff, I do think there has to be an element of like
levity
or like even just like
absurdity.
I have talked about it multiple times because it is my favorite fucking moment in this entire show. when they're getting in their Zords in some random episode and they're doing their one-liners, and Kimberly, like, laughs to herself, and she's like, yeah, I love this part. Like, that element of, like, I am a superhero, and I am saving the world with my friends, and I am having a blast.
You need someone to jump in a Zord and yell woohoo. Like, that needs
I need them to be enjoying themselves.
Yeah, and I hope,
honestly, we've done this show long enough, I don't remember if a guest talked about this, or if it was some article someone linked us, or what, but there's also the idea that, like, it's actually important that, like, the Super Sentai teams are always really garishly colored, because it's this idea...
That was Dan.
Was it Jules?
It was Dan.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Like, the idea that, like, it is implicitly this message that it's okay to be yourself in the biggest and loudest way possible, and, like, because you're great, and that's okay.
I will say that I think that if you actually mentioned this to me off mic, Luke, that the show tries to set up be yourself, but then it shits on it.
It shits on it all the time, yeah.
Yeah, if the movie can do that in, like, you fucked up, but it's okay. You're not a cheerleader, but who fucking cares? Be you. Like,
I'm not against the idea of them all being like misfits. I think that's kind of a fun wrinkle on it.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, to me, where the trailer is losing me, and again, some of this is not something you can lay at the feet of the people that made the film, but the idea, like, this very dark blue color scheme combined with this very weepy, angsty song.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's talking about, like, my life's a failure now. Like, that's not what I want out of a Power Rangers movie.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt while Luke was going on his spiel a moment ago, but I had a dark realization while he was saying it. And the thing is, like, we were talking about how this movie kind of seems like sort of, it's kind of following the basic, like, Hollywood, like, teen action movie formula, and I just realized we're probably going to get, and this is the single biggest thing I hate in movies just altogether, and it's the second act breakup.
Yeah.
Where they have some kind of falling out, and they need to relearn to work together again. Yeah.
There might be.
I don't want that. I don't want that. If no one ever put that in any piece of media ever again, I would be so happy.
The last thing I want to say is,
I fucking hate the arbitrary second act breakup. I, like, just fucking, like,
okay, we get it.
You remember the movie Clue?
Don't hold back.
Arbitrary second act breakup.
I fucking hate them. I fucking hate them so much because they happen every time.
They just
waste the audience's time.
We know. We get it.
Yeah, we get it.
So the last thing I'll
wasting the audience's time.
The last thing I'll say is, Luke, you said, like, you mentioned a couple times the line, like, I have to live up to my mistakes or whatever. And, like, yes, but I would say also there's a line about how this isn't a piece of cake to jump. Like, I think that, yes, there's going to be serious shit, but I don't think that means it's all going to be that way. Like,
No, I don't say it's all going to be that way, but even that bit feels like, and it's hard to pin down exactly how to articulate this, but, like, there are serious action movies that have moments of levity in them because you have to, because otherwise you'll lose the audience. That felt like all of, we're so serious and awesome and cool all the time, and I don't know about this.
Well, it worked out
because we're so cool. Like, yeah, it didn't feel like
levity playing off seriousness.
It didn't feel like a goofy moment. It felt like, let's take a quick moment to acknowledge and wink at the camera that this is crazy.
Well, that's fair. I will say that, like, that stuff, whether you feel that a line, like, landed its goofiness correctly, is the fucking most subjective thing in the universe.
Like, that's fair.
I think I can sum up Luke's concern, because I feel similarly, by saying this. One of the best things about Power Rangers is how goddamn earnest it is.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
And
yep.
This movie doesn't feel, at least the promotional material they've produced so far, doesn't feel earnest. It feels like it's intentionally trying to be something other than
and that. to me I really don't get that feeling, and I was watching this and, like, honestly, like, I felt like the quips we got, which granted we don't have a ton of, like, played to what I like about the team dynamic really well, and I know we got, like, literally three lines between those characters, but I don't see it like pushing away, and that's subjective as fuck, and it's an opinion, and I think we're gonna just have to leave it at that because we're at like a 3-hour episode.
Right. Yeah. So Zach, what I'll say in response to your incredibly well, like, laid out opinion.
Listen, man, I had a 5-hour drive, and I thought about Power Rangers a lot. So go ahead. Anyway, sorry.
I for the most part agree with you, and all of those things are great things in movies that I like too. And I could see if this movie does all of that, I could see it being a good movie. It's just,
it doesn't feel like Power Rangers.
It's not going
to
feel like a Power Rangers movie.
That's fair. I don't disagree with, like, if those are the things that you find important about Power Rangers, like, then yeah, I think you, that might suck. I hope it has that stuff in there for sure, but it may be rough. And for me,
like, I can see in the direction it's going, it being a movie that I don't feel I wasted my time going to, a movie I enjoyed seeing.
Yeah.
While still kind of being a letdown.
Yeah, that's fair.
See, I at this point, I'm convinced it's gonna a movie I walk out of going, yeah, it was fine, and then never think about it again.
Yeah, that is the thing at the end of all this. No matter what we debate about, no matter what, like, no matter what sort of standstill we get into in this argument about what we do or do not like about the teaser trailer or any future promotional materials or anything, we're doing a fucking Power Rangers podcast.
I was also going to say at the end of this 40-minute segment, by the way, if you want to skip us ever talking about the movie again, like, that's fine, dude. That's okay.
Yeah. Mike, I was actually going to say, lady, I would have zero interest in seeing this movie other than I'm going to have to so we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all
that's the only reason I'm going to this movie. I wouldn't bother.
I've literally, I mean, and this will let you, I like I said my argument, and I really believe that, but also I'm probably going to go see this and then go see it again with a pen and paper and take notes. So, right. Yeah, I'm a little bit biased, a little. Sure. So, anyway, I
God, if I could have gotten a copy of the first episode of Digimon Try after that was in theaters, I would have really liked that, because trying to review a thing after you've seen it once going off memory is hard.
I'm probably literally going to go back in the theater.
This is kind of getting ahead of ourselves, but I figure, like, we'll all go see it in the theater. We probably won't take super thorough notes. Like, we're not going to go into it in super detail like we do an episode of the show. Like, it's just going to be an impressions thing. Like, we'll all just get together and talk about, like, so that was the thing. So,
which will still be an hour and a half because we're insane.
So last thing. Right,
and in 2050, we'll, if we can find a working DVD player, we'll watch it, you know, when it comes up in order.
So last thing to note, to kind of bring it back, if whatever your feelings are, please don't feel that we're, like, dictating how you should feel about this.
No, not at all.
God, no. Your feelings on this the most important, and we cannot tell you how to feel.
Zach, you're sounded like any given YouTuber about to do any given top 10 list. Like, have you reinforced, like, 5,000 times at the front, like, this is my opinion. Please don't shit up my comment section too much.
Also,
this is just
all
my
of this
opinion,
is protected
guys.
By fair
I mean,
use.
It's okay
our
if you
comment
disagree.
Section isn't actually enabled right now, so we're safe.
Like, yeah, but like, just that's just the thing that hits me. Like, anytime any given YouTuber does like any top 10 list, especially with video games, like, he has to spend like 5 minutes reinforcing, like, guys, this is just my opinion. Okay,
my opinions are important, and it's very important that literally everybody in the world agrees with mine.
I just wanted to mention it because there's been some pretty spirited discussion on the Facebook group about it already, and like, all opinions on how you feel about this thing are totally valid, and don't feel like, because I know that we've had listeners disagree with us on like episode stuff before, and that's okay. We are not trying to tell you how to feel. I promise.
No. We're just a bunch of doofuses with microphones.
Yeah. I do have to ask, because I don't look at the Facebook hardly ever. Do they generally disagree with us saying it was better than we gave it credit for, or worse?
I think we are. A lot of people sometimes think we're like really harsh on the on not on the quality, but like, I think we look at stuff with the morality that we have now, and a lot of people will be like, yeah, I mean, I get it, but it was 1993, and like,
yeah, exactly, it was 1993. Yeah. That's too late for that kind of shit to
well play. Yes, and like, I still think that doesn't make it okay, but I get where they're coming from. That's I'm just,
it wasn't, yeah, I mean,
so yeah, if you if you feel like we're you know, if you don't agree with us, like, that's okay. It's just a show for fun, I promise. We still love the same show.
All right, everybody. Thanks for sticking with us. Sorry for the abrupt end there, but like I said, we cut it out of a already existing episode. Hope you enjoyed listening to us talk about the trailer. And if not, well, we'll probably do this again if we ever have an extended discussion like something this small again. So you won't have to listen to it next time. Anyway, thanks again for listening, and may the power protect you always.